The method is called restorative discipline, and it's being piloted at two of the district's schools, Waco High School and Carver Middle School. Restorative discipline has been used across the country, and it takes its cues from a movement in the criminal justice system, where the goal is for offenders to redress the harm caused by criminal behavior rather than being locked away. And in schools, with restorative discipline,
rather than taking students and excluding them from their school community when they've committed some kind of an offense, instead you try to help them make restitution and repair the harm that's been done to relationships.
That's Trudy Bender. She's Waco ISD's Behavior Intervention Coordinator. She says restorative discipline is a departure from the traditional disciplinary model used in schools, which generally revolves around zero-tolerance policies and suspension. Within the last year at Waco ISD schools, there were roughly 1,600 in-school suspensions. That's where a student is removed from their classroom of instruction but remains in school. There were also about 1,150 out-of-school suspensions. That's where a student sent directly home. Officials say all this time spent outside of a student's primary source of instruction is difficult to regain. And while one of the goals of restorative discipline is to reduce those numbers, Waco ISD Superintendent Bonnie Kane says it's a process that takes time to develop.
At first, restorative won't change that much because the part of the restorative is internalizing that here's the way I should be interacting with other people. Well, that's not instant pudding.
But it eventually gets results. That's according to a report by the Institute for Restorative Justice and Restorative Dialogue at the University of Texas at Austin. Their study follows Ed White Middle School in San Antonio. The school switched to a restorative discipline model in 2012. By the second year of the program, in-school suspensions for conduct violations dropped 65% in 6th grade and 47% in 7th grade. The results Waco ISD hopes to mirror, and Bender says they all begin with a culture change.
Step one in a really restorative approach, Step one is a school that's already built a culture in which student voices are valued and staff values. It's humanizing for everyone in the school building that they've already sat in circles together and talked about things that were not discipline related, just getting to know each other.
The circles Bender is referring to are key to the restorative discipline process, but they're also used to get students and teachers familiar with sharing and communicating with each other. And that seems to be the biggest hurdle for restorative discipline across the country, finding teachers who buy into the process. And in the pilot program at Waco High School and Carver Middle School, Bender says restorative discipline facilitators are there to ease that transition.
So the restorative discipline facilitator will start working with a lot of staff because the staff behavior is really what changes first, long before the student behavior changes. And so staff members, especially interested staff members, we like to start where the wood is dry. So we go where people are already interested and already restorative in their approach and really build on their success.
Across the district, there are other restorative-minded approaches and programs in other schools, like peer mediation and student court. If proven successful, the pilot program could be extended to other schools in the district. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.